My healing hand. My healing hand. My healing hand. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. My healing hand. We often think of nurses in hospitals laying their hand on the patient's forehead and saying, "There, there, all is fine now," and having the patient relax and be at peace. Or the doctor who puts his hand on the forehead of the patient as though checking to see the temperature, as though checking to see what's going on in the patient. And the doctor is saying, "There, there, I'm here now. All is in divine order. I am here now. All is in divine order." You and I can do the same thing. I do this whenever I choose. I will take my hand and I will put it on my forehead in quietness, and I will say, "Peace. Peace. Peace." And any disturbing thoughts, any disturbing attitudes fade away in the peace that I call forth from my awareness. The peace is within me. The peace is always within me. And I call forth this peace by my thought, by my spoken word, by my putting my hand on my forehead and just gently touching myself and saying, "Peace." And letting the frowns and letting the intensity of my being relax and be at peace. And take a deep breath and let it all out and say, "Peace. Peace. Peace." As I do this, I am setting the first cause in motion for peace in my life. My blood pressure immediately begins to pulse at a more balanced rate, a more peaceful rate. All of the organs, actions, and functions of my body begin to balance themselves to their original purity and integrity, to peace, to peace, to peace. I am my own doctor, I am my own surgeon, I am my own nurse, I am my own healer. I heal myself using my hand. My hand to my forehead is a reminder to me that I have in me healing power. I have in me wholeness power. I have in me the ability to call forth my original purity, integrity, call forth my wholeness, call forth that which I am. And as I call it forth, all the tension, all the anxiety, all the concern for peace, it all disappears, and in its place, peace floods my being. Peace comes forth through every cell of my body, and I am peace. A scientist working in the laboratory with cells works so gently. Their hand is so still. Their heart, their mind, their thought is based upon gentleness, peacefulness. And in this absolute peace, in this awareness of peace that the scientist finds, at the same time, they are able to work with the delicateness, with the tenderness, with the skillfulness, with the genius that is theirs to work with. You and I have the same gentleness, the same peacefulness, the same genius to work with as we work with our thoughts. You put your hand on your forehead and you say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And just leave your hand on your forehead. No one's looking at you. Not that you really care. No one's aware of what you're doing. Not that it matters at all to you. You are alone. Your eyes are closed. Your hand is on your forehead. You feel absolutely relaxed. You feel peace. You are experiencing the forerunner of what the Buddha experienced, what the masters, the great teachers, the great scientists, the great leaders, the great beings of all time experience when they enter into their inner peace. And as they enter into this inner peace, not always by putting their hand on their forehead, that's a lovely reminder. That's a lovely reminder. But once having that sense, that feeling, that awareness, remain in that sense of peace, that sense of wholeness, that sense of awareness. Awareness of peace is wholeness. Wholeness is awareness of peace. To be aware, to be at peace, to be one as my infinite self. To be one as my infinite self, I feel so together, so content, so at one. I can see how when a mother touches her child, she doesn't have to touch the child's forehead, although that's a lovely thing to do, but she can touch a child's hand. Touch your hand for just a moment. The fingertips on the top of the back of your hand. Instantly you feel there's something happening there. Instantly you feel there's something going on. Now, touch your knee. Right through your clothing, touch your knee and feel the vibrations and the power and the energy of your fingertips and your hand as you touch your knee. Touch your nose. You didn't know there was such sensation in your nose until you quietly touch your nose when you are peace. When you are peace and you touch your nose and touch your eyes, just gently touch your closed eye. Let your fingertips just gently move across them. They don't even have to touch your eye. If you move your fingertips across the surface of your skin without touching it, you will feel the powerful vibrations that you are. This is why the energy massage is so tremendously important. The energy massage where we take our fingertips and gently go over our entire body without touching our body, just over the surface of our body. If we touch, it's all right, but that's not its purpose. Its purpose is just to have the sensation. The sensation of our energy flowing in and out of our fingertips, in and out of our body, wherever our fingertips go. And we say, I am peace. 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 People come to me and say they would be at peace. Their life is frustrated. Their world is upset. Their body is tense. Everything is out of order. Everything is out of balance. They want to be balanced. They want to be balanced. They want this. They don't necessarily say those words because they don't necessarily know those words. But they come to me all uptight, all out of balance. And I sit and talk with them about nothing. I sit and talk with them about little things. I say, isn't it wonderful to look out the window there and just see the flowers growing in the garden? Isn't it wonderful to look out the window there, see the tip of the mountain? See the sun shining over the mountain? Just sort of making it jump out of the landscape and say, look at me, I have a beautiful mountain. And as I talk these nothings to my friends, they become peaceful. They become relaxed. They forget all the tension, all the anxiety that has been gripping them and holding them, that they, by their attention, gave power. And so as they look at the landscape with me, as they look at whatever I talk nonsense with them about, I say nonsense because it is not something terribly important. It's just something to be a diversion, something to cause us to take our attention away from one thing and put it on another. And when we take our attention away from the nervousness and the frustration and the lack of balance in our body, then the lack of balance in our body ceases, nervousness ceases, all of it ceases. We are back in tune, but we don't know it because we're concentrating away from ourselves. If we could have a dualistic mind in which we could look at two things at once, we could look at this diversion and also look at our body, sort of have a thermometer on our body, and as we're looking away, the thermometer on our body changes drastically, and a balance and peace and harmony and quietness flood over our body, and we are peace, and we are at the highest state of meditation. We are at the highest state of introspection. We are peace. This is what bliss is all about. Bliss is all about peace. This is what harmony is all about. Harmony is all about peace. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace in me, and it began with me. When I can have a diversion to divert my attention away from whatever might be disturbing me to something else, if someone were to call, help, and I were to listen, and I were to respond, all of the things that had been concerning me but moments before are not in my attention anymore. Help! Help! I need your help! And you go over, and you find the need for help. You find the person was carrying a heavy stone, and they set the stone down, and as they set the stone down, it sat on their foot, and they could not get it off of their foot because they were so frustrated, they were so concerned. They had carried the stone, but now they couldn't even move it off their foot. And you go in there, and you say, there, there, relax, peace, peace, peace. And the person has their attention diverted from the stone. And then you say, you are infinite power, you are infinite strength. And the person leans down and moves the stone off of their foot with great ease, as though the stone were but a feather. And then the person looks at me as I diverted their attention from the stone, diverted their attention from its weight, from its concern. And they talk with me and they say, isn't it a lovely day? And I say, yes, it is a lovely day. Everything is in divine order. Now the stone, which had weighted and perhaps hurt their foot just a little bit, is not there anymore. And they take their attention away from it having ever been there. And they don't think about it. And they turn and do something else. It's just that simple. You say, well, you can make up all sorts of stories to make things simple. No, these are all actual happenings. At one time or another in my life, these are all actual happenings, because my life is to be a person who shows the way to anyone who comes to me for help. The person cried, help, help. They didn't want me to lift the stone from their foot. They wanted to lift it themselves and know that they are in charge, that they're control, to know that they're balanced, to know that they're peace. I merely come to divert their attention. I merely come to say, you are whole and perfect. You are beautiful. You are peace. Right now, you are peace. Right now, you are peace. The little boy came running into the house and said, I was bit by a bee. And I put my hand on the bee sting and said, there, there, all is in divine order. Oh, guess what? Look at this new toy over here. And diverting his attention to the new toy, absolutely diverting his attention to the new toy, taking his mind off of the bee sting. In a moment, the bee sting is not there. In a moment, the bee sting is unimportant. Oh, the sting had been there. But now his attention was diverted from it. And the immune system of his body swept through the body and cleaned it up and took care of all the things that needed to be done. And his attention went to something else. Thousands of times these things happen in my life. Thousands of times they happen in your life too, but you don't realize what you've been doing. You don't realize how you can divert your attention. Oh, we take some baking soda and we put it onto a bee sting and the sting goes away. It's not the baking soda. It's a diversion. We think it's the baking soda, and we say it's the baking soda, and when we put the baking soda on, it goes away, and we say, no, wonderful. But it was that diversion, always the diversion. There now is peace on earth, because it began with me, in my heart, in my soul, in my being. And as I think peace, there is only peace in my world. As I think balance, there is only balance in my world. As I think harmony, there is only harmony in my world, and that is all that matters. Yes, my hand is a healing agent. It's a diversion. My hands are really quite wonderful because they truly do transmit energy. They truly are centers of energy flowing in and out, flowing in and out, flowing in and out. Everything I do is a diversion of my thought from one thought to another. And as I think I am whole and perfect now, I divert my attention to the fact that I am whole and perfect now. If I divert my attention to the fact that I am balance, I am peace, I am happy, then those diversions are my reality. Whatever I divert my attention to, that is what I experience. Do I live like a prince, like a princess? Whatever I live like, that is who I am. Do I live in the sense of wholeness, in the sense of right action, in the sense of truth, in the sense of peace? Then that is who I am. I put my hand to my forehead, actually or mentally. And as I do that, I feel the sense of balance, the sense of ease, the sense of wisdom, the sense of gentleness, the sense of love. And in that sense of love, in that sense of unconditional love, I look at myself and I see only love. I look at the world around me and I see love everywhere. My unconditional love. Yes, I am the healer. My healing hands are the balancing agent for me, mentally or physically. When I touch the hand of another, I am saying, I love you. You're wonderful. You can touch a hand in many ways, touch it in angry quality. You can be shaking hands with such power and strength, or with such gentleness and firmness and awareness. Whoever you are shines forth through your hand as you touch another. Whoever you are shines forth as you touch with your hand. And if you are peace and you touch yourself, then you are peace too. You're a double peace. How wonderful. You're a double peace because you have determined who you are. Let your energy be for your good now, and let it flow in and through your life as a wonderful expression of all that is magnificent. And let it be so now, for so it is. I touch you now, with my hand, my heart, and my being. And I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.